more reasonable than what you're trying now, which is, I mean, which makes sense. It theoretically it would work, but you're kind of, I don't know, you're not able to do as much because of the way that you're approaching it this way, right? But if you use Audio Hijack to capture the audio, it's a different story.
I agree. It's better. It's cleaner. Right. Yeah. I totally agree. And I probably should have set up Audio Hijack. I actually think I have it. Hold on. Let me just see if I have. I don't know if I have it as an application on here. Actually, let's see. I had all the applications off. I'm out of my mind. Okay.
I thought that was well worth whatever that cost, which wasn't much at the time that I got it.
Audio Hijack.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. But going through Nicecast, Audio Hijack. Let's see what I got here. Move from Audio Hijack.
So you can just you hijack the whatever source you're using for that. So I guess it'd be SoundFlower too, yeah. and then just record that.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. I think so. Say that again.
Okay. So here, hold on. Let me ring up Audio Hijack.
I need someone to send me a license number for that shit. That's what I need.
Well, how many listeners do we have?
Yeah, Grant Potter, who I love.
Well, hey.
There can only be when it's Grant Potter, there doesn't need to be any other listeners. It's just him. It's enough. He fucking invented this radio station. All right. Audio Hijack Pro. The
OG 106.
Yeah, exactly. Original. So yeah, I have it. I just got to get the $32 license, which I think I have.
But but you can use the demo to record for like up to 45 minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes?
10 minutes now. I just checked that. Well, this is good to know. I mean, this is good information.
It's good to know. It's good to know. It's good. Who knew?
Isn't that the G.I. Joe PSA? Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe! Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you Hijack Pro? Okay. So what you would need to do is you would need to hijack whatever source you want to record.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me the fucking license number.
The what? Oh, no, I don't have that. Sorry.
Oh, what a good one. I know what I need
My
to
bad.
Do. Come on. Go dig in. Dig deep now. Dig deep right here.
I've left that life far behind.
Exactly. Come on.
Try to get out.
All right. I'm going to be on the air in about 13 minutes. Although I'm on the air. I do have LatioCast working supremely. And NiceCast I have, but the levels are low. So.
Okay.
So I got to.
So.
I'm feeling like a hacker again.
Yeah, right.
Next up, NSA.
There's another solution.
I'm going to hack
okay,
the hackers.
So. Here's an idea. Set it up in Nicecast and feed it through LatioCast if you need to?
I could say.
Although I don't see why you would need to do that, because you could just broadcast through Nicecast.
I could say, hey.
But it's low. Yeah.
I could say, Mikhail, why don't you record this one for me?
I could, you know, I could probably do that.
Could you archive it? Because it's much better like this. And look, you can listen here. This is just, we made this for
what
you.
What are we talking about? In 20 minutes or what? At...
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
Oh, you have soundboard? Right, yeah, that's fun if you have that.
That is awesome. Here's another one.
You know, it's funny because I actually was thinking about Scala today because I was reading up on the Church of the Subgenius. I was reading up on that because the phone published this whole thing about the UFO cult from the 90s. Heaven's Gate, right? They had this huge web archive.
Yeah,
and so I started thinking about that, and then I remembered how much web content there was on the Bob Dobbs, right?
Oh my God, Scott Lowe. I'm waiting for him to emerge. He's been pretty quiet.
I hope he emerges. That guy.
I heard he's running an oil field in Saudi Arabia.
Is he still in Saudi Arabia?
He's part of the oil cartel out there now. He really? Went from teaching English to slinging oil. Oh, shit. Okay, I got to get... This is not the mood I want to go into this class with. Yeah.
See, you guys got you covered.
I fucking love Grant Potter. Grant Potter.
Johnny on the spot with the archive.
Johnny, number one. You're the best, bro. You know it. Can't wait to see you at the Reclaim to the Domain. All right.
Oh, he's coming?
Yeah, I think he'll be there, man.
Nice.
We have a room full of audio video that Tim and I have been playing around with today, Tim mainly, that we're hacking to make it like, I mean, we have like top of the line shit in this room, like crazy.
Nice.
And so we're kind of like, they gave it to us. It's like an incubator classroom. So we have the whole rack pulled out. And so we're trying to configure the whole classroom to be like a DTLT Today series of four cameras, different screens, different places.
Nice.
I have idea for teaching as Dr. Oblivion in that classroom, but never being in the classroom when I teach. So we have like some crazy joystick camera shit. So, and all remote.
But he is going to love this, by the way. He's going to go insane.
Yeah, it's sick. So I'm hoping that one of the things we do while we're just hanging around is like we start hacking that classroom for the audio video stuff.
What about music? What about instruments?
Yeah, man. You got to see this freaking building. We have a digital...
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I just ponied up my registration fee for this fucking conference, so I'm in it to win it now.
It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, right on.
It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. I hope everything squares out with everybody and they can get here. And if anyone has problems getting here, hopefully I can help square that as well. So we'll see, man.
Right on. No, this can be great.
We have the place... is all set for you.
Yeah,
we have a little place out back. We have a tent set up out back. It's going to be perfect
for
you. Yeah.
Good tent for me?
Yeah. Nice. No, it's good. It's a good tent. It's heavy duty.
You want to keep me in the house?
I think you'll like it.
You want to hide me in your basement like Don Levine?
As a heads up, I think you'll like it. You're not going to be chud.
Okay.
You won't be chudding it.
Don't you have like raccoons out there or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. And bear.
Bears? Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mountain lions.
So tell me, Mr. Mountain Lion, what are you broadcasting in 20 minutes?
We got 5 students who are going to be checking in. We're going to talk about episode 3 of Wire, season 2.
Season 2,
which is called Hot Shots. And it's a great episode. We listened to it live, just the audio, for an hour at 9 o'clock last night. It was awesome.
Did they watch it too?
No, they already have watched it, or some did. But I actually would love it. So Grant Potter's into the joystick stuff. See, I want to get into that. Like, hack this classroom like never before. But how sick would that be? But we listened to it. Some of them watched it, but we just listened to the audio for a whole hour. And about 15 students were on Twitter, and we were live tweeting the discussion. It was pretty awesome. We do it again tonight for episode 4 at 9. And so this is a follow-up discussion just about the episode. And we're focusing this week on audio. It's like a kind of preliminary week on audio before we get to the radio shows. So we're just kind of getting them into listening. So tonight, that's what we'll be doing.
Hmm.
We'll be listening. So I'm pretty excited.
Cool. So are they watching the entire series in order?
They are. Up through season 4. Season 5 is optional.
Why?
Because it kind of sucked.
Yeah, but it's also sort of iconically Wire, too, you know?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, but look, the first season is magical. The second season I love because of the whole labor stuff. And I'll probably like season 5 more when I watch it this time, because I will. But I'm asking them to watch 48 episodes in 15 weeks. And I couldn't fit in 60, because that's like 5 episodes a week. Which, even at the pace we're going in this class, is a lot. So I said, hey, as long as we get through season 4, I'm happy.
Huh. Are you having to watch any other David Simon stuff, or just The Wire?
Just The Wire.
Hmm. Cool.
That's it. We're all Wire all the time. They can watch Treme if they want, but, you know.
Well, how do they feel about The Wire? Are they relating to it, or at least are they able to?
A lot of them like it. Some of them don't, but it's actually going pretty good. You know, huh. I think. I mean, and I like the people also who don't like it because they can say why they don't like it, what are some of the issues. But I think it's a hard show once you start thinking about it critically to kind of not at least become attached to some of the characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, that said, like, some of the language and some of the moments are like, whoa. Mm. You know, like, there was a scene when Nick, who works at the docks, his girlfriend is cutting his hair and they have a kid and they're having kind of fights over, like, money and everything normal. And she's like, I'd like to get a purple streak of purple through your hair. He's like, yeah, get a streak of purple up your hair and I'll put my tongue up some guy's ass. And it's like, what the hell? Like, it was just, like, out of control. And so sometimes when you listen to it and you're on the line with, like, 15 students, you're like, oh, shit. Like, there's certain stuff you realize that the show is so real almost that when it says stuff that you think normal is different context, when you think about it in an academic context, it's like, yeah, like, there's a whole way of speaking and talking and of a level of violence and abuse that we don't necessarily talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. But I also don't remember being that shocking in that way. I remember being more shocking in terms of stuff that happened in the story and some of the kind of social stuff, but not like...
It's not shocking...
Oh, that was risque or anything quite like that.
It's not shocking until you're asking like 30 students to watch it closely, yeah. And then you realize how... Not that it's shocking, but just how embedded it is in the whole framework of how much slang there is, how much profanity there is, you know, how much violence there is. And I'm not necessarily saying like, you know... In a different context, I don't necessarily think twice about that, which maybe is another conversation. But the idea is that, you know, it's there and it's so prevalent. And at the same time, I don't think about it till I'm teaching it. Okay, mm-hmm. I got to kick you off. I got the real Google Hangout coming. I love you, man.
All right, I'm going to listen in. All right. Love you, teaching me. Later. Peace.
All right, that's one. All right. Paul Bond.